Today, another 2 years above target inflation, says the Fed. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the post covering finance and property news. Well, there was something for everyone in Fed Chair Jerome Powell's remarks on Wednesday after the Fed hiked its benchmark to a 22-year high. But the market finished the US session betting the next move would possibly be a pause. That said, the press conference was rather confusing because actually he said very little other than that every meeting ahead was a live meeting, that they might put rates up again, that they'd be data dependent and data driven, but that inflation probably wouldn't come back into band until 2025. Traders and Fed policymakers will also have plenty of US data to examine on Thursday, including GDP, personal consumption expenditure, and the initial jobless claims. The Dow Jones gained for a 13th day on Wednesday. That's the longest winning streak since 1987. And there was another driver, of course, because in the US session there was a batch of earnings reports with Facebook parent Meta climbing in late trading after projecting revenue that beat estimates, while eBay fell on disappointing profit outlooks. Anyway, the Federal Reserve resumed raising interest rates and Chair Jerome Powell left open the possibility of further hikes, which he emphasized will be dependent on incoming data that has recently signaled a resilient US economy. After pausing rate increases in June, policymakers lifted borrowing costs again at their meeting on Wednesday for the 11th time since March 2022, aimed, of course, at curbing inflation.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal. Price stability is the responsibility of the Federal Reserve. Without price stability, the economy doesn't work for anyone. In particular, without price stability, we will not achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all. Since early last year, the FOMC has significantly tightened the stance of monetary policy. Today, we took another step by raising our policy interest rate a quarter percentage point, and we are continuing to reduce our securities holdings at a brisk pace. We've covered a lot of ground, and the full effects of our tightening have yet to be felt. Looking ahead, we will continue to take a data-dependent approach in determining the extent of additional policy firming that may be appropriate.
The quarter percentage point hike, a unanimous decision, boosted the target range for the Fed's benchmark federal funds rate to 5.25 to 5.5%. That's the highest level in 22 years. While Powell pointed to encouraging signs that the Fed's rate hikes were working to curb price pressures, he underscored that policymakers have a long way to go to return inflation to their 2% goal. The Fed chief refused to be pinned down on when officials may hike again, citing a raft of economic reports due before the Fed's next meeting in September, including two jobs reports, two reports on consumer price inflation, and data on employment costs.
It will take time, however, for the full effects of our ongoing monetary restraint to be realized, especially on inflation. In addition, the economy is facing headwinds from tighter credit conditions for households and businesses, which are likely to weigh on economic activity, hiring, and inflation. In determining the extent of additional policy firming that may be appropriate to return inflation to 2% over time, the committee will take into account the cumulative tightening of monetary policy, the lags with which monetary policy affects economic activity and inflation, and economic and financial developments. We will continue to make our decisions meeting by meeting, based on the totality of the incoming data and their implications for the outlook for economic activity and inflation, as well as the balance of risks. We remain committed to bringing inflation back to our 2% goal and to keeping longer-term inflation expectations well anchored. Reducing inflation is likely to require a period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the longer run. To conclude, we understand that our actions affect communities, families, and businesses across the country. Everything we do is in service to our public mission. We at the Fed will do everything we can to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
All of that information is going to inform our decision as we go into that meeting, he said. It is certainly possible that we would raise rates again at the September meeting if the data warranted it. And I would also say it's possible that we would choose to hold steady at that meeting. So markets took the decision in its stride. As Powell spoke, stocks advanced while Treasury yields and the dollar fell just a little. Swap traders held fairly steady the possibility they see of the Fed hiking rates by an additional quarter point before the year's end. The pricing implies just slightly above 50% of another bump higher before the Fed tightening cycle ends. The default at this point is that the Fed is going to go again, at least one more time, said Stephen Stanley, the chief US economist at Santander US Capital Markets. But the timing is open and will depend on the data. And he emphasized yet again that the Fed is taking things on a meeting-by-meeting basis. The Fed has since early last year engaged in the most aggressive tightening campaign since the 1980s in an effort to curb inflation, which in 2022 hit a 40-year high, while policymakers paused rate hikes last month to assess the impact of previous moves. They also signalled at the time that two more increases would probably be appropriate by the end of the year. While the lack of substantive changes to the policy statement suggests the majority of officials still want to keep the door open for another rate hike, Chair Jerome Powell's somewhat dovish performance at the post-meeting news conference suggests possibly a willingness to skip a hike at the September meeting, provided inflation data continues to soften. The latest hike was widely anticipated after a recent report showed an economy that has largely withstood high interest rates so far. But ahead of Wednesday's decision, investors saw a second increase as less certain, in part because of data on consumer prices showing inflation receding more sharply last month. The central bank's Federal Open Market Committee said it would continue to assess additional information in a statement after the meeting that was almost identical to its previous statement in June. Officials will be looking for moderate growth, cooling inflation and supply and demand coming into better balance, particularly in the labour market, as they assess whether and when to raise rates again, Powell said. What our eyes are telling us is policy has not been restrictive enough for long enough to have its full desired effects, he said. We intend again to keep policy restrictive until we're confident that inflation is coming down sustainably to our 2% target. And we're prepared to further tighten if that is appropriate. And we think the process still probably has a long way to go. The FOMC, in its statement on Wednesday, repeated its description of inflation as elevated and upgraded its description of economic growth to moderate from modest. It reiterated that the banking sector is sound and resilient while cautioning that credit tightening is expected to weigh on the economy following the failure of three US regional banks earlier in the year. While June's consumer price report showed inflation deaccelerating to 3% from last year's 9.1% peak, policymakers have expressed concern about so-called core inflation, excluding food and energy, which has been slower to come down. And they've singled out service sector inflation in particular as a category they believe remains elevated due to a tight labour market and rising pay rises. Fed officials have also been surprised by the resilience of economic growth. Forecasters expect a quarterly report on gross domestic product due on Thursday to show the US economy expanded by an annualized 1.8% in the April to June period. Some Wall Street economists had pushed back calls for a recession this year in light of the ongoing strength in economic activity alongside receding price pressures. Powell said on Wednesday that Fed staff economists are no longer forecasting a recession in 2023, given the resilience of the economy recently, but are still anticipating a noticeable slowdown in growth starting later this year. The data justified a move up in the Fed's rate, given growth was stronger than expected and the labour market continues to be strong, said Rubella Froke, chief US economist at High Flux Economics. They don't want to back off from hiking based on one better inflation reading. They need to see a sustained easing in price pressures. The FOMC next meets on September the 19th and 20th, and subsequently on October 31st and November the 1st, And Powell will also have an opportunity to clarify the central bank's view on the future path of rates at the Kansas City Fed's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in late August. Stocks gained on speculation the Federal Reserve is close to the end of its tightening cycle after the central bank said any further tightening would also be data dependent. An Asian equity gauge climbed for a fourth day, while European and US equity futures also advanced, and the dollar weakened against all of its group of 10 peers, but was off earlier lows as traders trimmed bets on further Fed interest rate hikes this year. The market has digested the FOMC decision, and the opinion is Powell isn't more hawkish than before. Therefore, we're back on the original peak rate expectation and timeline, said Ming Zhu, a foreign exchange trader in Singapore. The European Central Bank will raise its benchmark by another quarter point on Thursday, according to most economists, and investors will monitor the meeting for any clue as to whether the increase will be the last in the currency tightening cycle. Remember, of course, that Germany is already in recession. With the market already fully pricing the hike this week and the ECB not willing to commit one way or another for September, we can't expect much impact on the euro, which remains mostly data driven, said strategists from the Bank of America. And next week, of course, we have the RBA and the ECB, both of which will join the rate hike party once again, probably. But so far as the US is concerned, there's a really interesting observation, because they did talk again about the lag between lifting rates and the impact on the economy. But now some are arguing that maybe it's not a question of waiting for the lagged impact, but in fact, because of the dynamics of the economy, the impact is already fully embedded. Now, if that is the case, then the case for lifting rates further gets even stronger. But for me, the takeout is this, that the inflation target won't be reached until 2025, says the Fed. And that means that whilst they may be able to hold rates at some point, the likelihood is that any falls in rates will be modest and later. So once again, those who are thinking that we're going to be going back to the 0.1% sometime soon, or a substantially lower rate, are probably misconstruing the data. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.